Welcome to Extrology with your host and professional astrologer to the stars, Melanie.
Good evening, this is Melanie. I'm doing my very first radio show tonight. I want to thank all the nice people at BBS Radio for helping me and getting me started. If you ever want to do a radio show, this is definitely the place you should go. The nicest people you ever want to talk to. If you want to call me tonight, first I'm going to talk about Paris Hilton. Thank you, Paris, because she's in the news today, so that makes it even more topical for me. Or if you'd like a free reading, you can call me at this number, 877-270-8714. There's an alternate number, and that would be 530-413-4515. I assume you're doing this from your computer, so you're probably at bbsradio.com, and you can find the number on your screen. So let's start off tonight, and let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Paris Hilton astrologically. Paris Hilton is an Aquarius, and Aquarians are known for their rebelliousness. And also they love their freedom. They don't like anything tying them down. They like to be different. They like to be different just to be different. So she has her son in Aquarius. Now, I don't have her time, so I don't know where house is. So if I forget and I mention houses, remember that I don't know where her houses are. I wish I did. It would help me with the reading. She has her son in Aquarius. She also has her Mercury in Aquarius. And Mercury rules publicity. Then also she has, this is three planets in Aquarius, she also has her Venus in Aquarius. Now, Aquarius is an air sign, and consequently, air signs are very smart, but they also tend to be a little above things. They're not like the warmer signs, which are the earth signs and the water signs. And particularly someone who has their Venus in Aquarius and their sun in Aquarius, they can be a little bit chilly. They can be a little above it all. It's very likely that Paris doesn't relate that well to the public in general. Now, across from these two planets would be the sign of Leo, because that's just how an astrology chart lays out. Across from Aquarius will always be Leo. In her case, she has her moon in Leo, so that puts her moon in what we call opposition to her Aquarius planets. Now, when you have a moon opposition to your sun, your moon is your mother and your sun is your father. So the first thing I think here when I see this is when Paris was born, something was going on with her mother and father that was in opposition. It could be that the father was doing something the mother didn't approve of. It could be that they had different parenting ideas about how to bring up their children. But something wasn't totally copacetic with these two people. And I noticed that her mother, Kathy, has a tendency to make excuses for people. And that makes me think that that's been Kathy's job in the family all of Paris's life, that Kathy makes excuses. I have a feeling she may, and this is an astrology speculation. This is looking at someone's astrology chart and speculating as to what might be going on. If Paris were sitting here in front of me, this is the question I'd be asking her. I'd be saying, Paris, what was going on with your parents, and what role does your mother play in the family dynamic? Because it looks like that she is always making excuses. Now, also because she's got this moon in Leo right now, we also, in the universe, in the transiting planets, we have Saturn in Leo, and it's sitting right on top of Paris's sun, and also it's sitting on top of her moon in Leo, and because her moon is opposition all of her Aquarius planets, it's also opposing all of her Aquarius planets. So Saturn in the sky is sitting on top of her moon and opposing all of her Aquarius planets. So when you look at this, Saturn is the planet of restrictions. And it's also the teacher. So whenever you're restricted, you're also being taught something. So I can only assume that this thing that's going on with Paris is a lesson for her. If Paris had been my client, I would have told her that during this time of the Saturn opposition and conjunction to her moon, I would have told her not to do anything that could cause her a restriction. I would have told her not to drive on a license that was suspended. There's no real way of predicting that someone's going to do something like that. But someone like Paris, who's rebellious by nature and doesn't like rules, well, I can see her doing that. It sounds like something she might do, but it's definitely something she shouldn't be doing during this period of time. Another thing that's going on in the universe right now is that Saturn, the transiting Saturn, the one that's in the sky, is opposing Neptune in the sky. It's also in the sign of Aquarius and sitting on top of all of her Aquarian planets. So Neptune is the planet of delusions. So it's possible that Paris really didn't realize what she was doing. She just wasn't paying attention. But again, it's not a good time for someone to not be paying attention. This is a time you have to pay attention in your chart. Now, we all have Leo opposing Neptune in our charts somewhere. And this is where it would be really nice if you're sitting at home and listening to this program, you had your own astrology chart. Because I'm going to try to talk in a way where you can follow along. I will have on my website some explanation tables. So those should help you with understanding the glyphs. Glyphs are the little symbols that are written into an astrology chart. So if you know anything about astrology and you know how to read the sign of Saturn in Leo, you know how to do the you have a chart that has the transits, or you just know your natal chart, and you can look to see if you have any Leo planets, any Aquarius planets, any Scorpio planets or Taurus planets between about 15 degrees and 25 degrees, you're going to be getting hit with this opposition in the sky too. And what you might want to look at is the houses that it's hitting. And if you'd like to get a chart from me, right now I don't have my website up. My website guy is not really coming through for me. But you can reach me at melanie@xstrology.com. That's the letter X. I do charge for the charts. It's $20 for a natal chart and $20 for the tri-wheel. That gives you the transits, and then we're also going to talk about something called progressions. Or $30 for both. I'd love to give these things to you for free, but unfortunately, I'm not independently wealthy like Paris, so I do have to do something to make some money. Another thing I want to talk about a little bit is what a chart is like, how an astrologer reads a chart. First, we look at your natal chart, and if you, for instance, got a tri-wheel, the first wheel in the center would be your natal chart. There's 360 degrees. It's a circle. There's 12 houses and 12 signs. Now, the 12 signs will each take up 30 degrees. They'll go from 0 to 29 because in astrology we don't have 30 degrees. We just have the 0 instead of the 30. And then there's 12 houses. Now, some astrologers use an equal house system, but I don't. And most astrologers really don't because the houses are actually not equal. So you use an unequal house system, and that way some houses are bigger than other houses. So that's how you base a chart. Each one of the 12 houses has a different significance. The first house is yourself, the second house is your money, the third house is communications, the fourth house is your home, the fifth house is romance, it's children, it's creativity, the sixth house is health, the seventh house is relationships, partnerships. The eighth house is, the eighth house actually is many things. It's inheritances, it's surgery, it's your psychic ability, it's other people's money. The ninth house is foreigners, higher education, philosophy. The tenth house is your career. That's its primary function. All the houses have many different things that they represent, but these are just the primary things. You actually have to have a book in order to know all the things that a house represents. The 11th house is friendships or people that are in important positions. And the 12th house is hospitals. It's karma, it's stuff that you've done in the past that's going to come back to haunt you in this lifetime. If you want one house empty, it's usually the 12th house you'd like to have empty. So again, I don't know what Paris's houses are, but I do know that right now her chart actually overall isn't all that bad. this is really not a bad chart. This is someone who's just having a problem with a transit. A transit is usually based on the outer planets. That's Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And before I go on, let me just give you the number again in case you want to call in and you have any comments you'd like to give about Paris or you'd like for me to look at your chart. The number is 877-270-8714. So while we're looking at the transiting planets, we're looking at the outer planets. And the reason is the first five planets, the personal planets, move very quickly. So we don't look at those. You can look at them, particularly if you have your own personal astrologer or you are an astrologer. But usually when you go for an astrological reading, you won't be looking at those planets because they move very fast. Now, there's another thing that I do. Some astrologers do it. Some astrologers do not do it. But I think it's absolutely critical into understanding what's going on in your life and making predictions. And it's called secondary progressions. So if you had a tri-wheel, astrology chart with three different circles in it, the outer wheel would be your secondary progressions. This is based on a theory of a day for a year. So for instance, if you were 30 years old, you would go up 30 days from the day that you were born, and you would run another chart. And there's no real reason that I know of why this works other than it does, and it's been around for over 2,000 years. It has a lot of history behind it, and I think it's just absolutely critical to predicting the future. Now, when we're doing the secondary progressions, we are going to look at the inner planets. We're going to look at the Sun, Mercury, the Moon, Venus, and Mars. And as you get older and the planets have a chance to move, because remember, this chart is only based on so many days from the day you were born. Nothing's moved very far. But as you get older, we'll look at Jupiter and Saturn also. Now, I'm looking again at Paris's chart to see, you know, what horrible things are happening to her. And I'm looking at her secondary progressions, and she doesn't have any. So I know that what's happening to her now is going to pass. It seems like a big deal. The media is making a big deal out of it. But really, it's not that big a deal. Okay, it looks like I have a caller, and let's see what the caller has to say.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing this evening?
Okay. It sounds like you're basically competent in astrology. I know quite a bit about astrology, but my chart always puzzles me.
Okay, well, let's ask me a question. Let's see if I have anything.
Okay, June 20th, 1953.
Wait, hold on just a minute. Just a minute. I'm going to have to do this on a computer, so you have to give me
I know, I've done it myself. That's the way everybody does it.
Okay, just give me a minute to get it in. So it's June 20th, correct?
Yeah, June 20th, 1953.
Yeah. 1953. Okay, and do you have your time?
10:33 a.m. And by the way, that's wartime savings time.
You know what? Thank God that my computer program does that for me. I don't have to worry about that. Give me your place.
And that confused me that because it hadn't started daytime savings yet, and then I switched to a different one, Quincy, Illinois.
Quincy, Illinois. Okay, Quincy, and then Illinois. Okay, I got that. All right, let's get that placed in the file. And I'm going to do a tri-wheel for you. So I'm going to do your progressions for today. And I just did that. Now I'm going to do your transits so I can look at all these different things.
Right, okay, yeah.
We're talking.
You may have the same program I do. But
I have Kepler. What do you use?
Yeah, I use Kepler.
You do? I do, too. I like Kepler. It's very accurate. What city are you in currently?
I'm currently in Melbourne Village, Florida.
Okay, let me see if I can bring that up for your transits. I want to put them in the city that you are. M-E-L-B-O-U-R-N-E. Oh, I've got it already. Okay, good. This one, also, Kepler has a very good atlas. I know you probably know that, but it does.
Yeah.
Okay, let me bring up your tri-wheel. Hang on. Why don't you start talking a little bit about what your question is while I bring the rest of this up?
Actually, As you'll notice, I have a highly unusual number of squares on my chart.
Yeah, well, tell me about that. How's that affecting you?
Well, actually, I'm a pretty strong energy healer, but on the other hand, it always seems to, I notice there's lots of stuff in Cancer, and there's lots of stuff in Libra, and there's three things in Libra.
And Libra, that's what you're talking about, the square.
So
you know, one thing I like about your chart immediately is that you have the sun in the 10th house.
Yeah, that's supposed to be good for career, but my career has been totally rotten.
Okay, but we'll talk about that. You not only have the sun in your 10th house, you have Jupiter, the most beneficial planet.
That's true.
And you know what? It's conjunct your sun. I mean, it's in the same sign. The degrees are far off. But when I do a natal chart, I don't pay too much attention to orbs. So I call that sun conjunct Jupiter. That's one of the most extremely beneficial things. Go ahead.
No, orbs don't matter as much because all the planets are working together in the chart. One way or another, either together or against each other.
Okay, all right. But you're saying you haven't, and also you're very smart. All Geminis are. How much education do you have?
I graduated from law school. I've studied many, many books. I'm very familiar with many, many things. I'm a great researcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell me why do you think you're having a problem with career?
Oh, because I work as a security guard, and I'm actually pretty brilliant. And
Did you just tell me you graduated from law school?
Yeah, actually, I graduated upper half of the class. I graduated Phi Beta Kappa from college.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I also found out I had Asperger's syndrome, and I also found out, so I had autism. And I also
I'm very familiar with Asperger's.
And I also had Wilson's temperature syndrome.
No, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
And so I did a lot of things because my temperature was running at 92 degrees.
Okay, so that's really low, right?
Oh, yeah, actually. That should make it where the enzymes don't work at all in the body very well.
Wow, so you're talking about physical problems, and I'm looking at your sixth house, and you have an empty sixth house. It looks like you have Aquarius on the cusp, so I'm looking to see where you have the ruler. Your ruler of your sixth is in your 11th house.
Virgo should be in the cusp.
In the 10th?
I get it because I was born June 20th, 1953.
That's what I have.
At 10:33 a.m.
That's what I have. Well, I'm using Coke. I don't know. Are you using Placidus?
What?
I'm using Coke. Do you use Placidus?
Okay. Maybe that's the difference, but I don't
know. There might be a slight difference because of that. I just found this works a little better. Let's just work with this for tonight, and
okay.
Let me just see if I can see what's going on here.
Okay,
the reason I bring...
I haven't figured it out. I've done this 80-page astrology reading here myself and still not figured it out because... frankly, you have to use intuition to figure out that chart because everything's way too interactive.
Well, I don't agree with that. I see charts like this all the time.
Not at all.
What I want to know is what you need to do to find some help with these problems. And I'm looking, because the ruler of your sixth is in your 11th, 11th is important people and friends. Do you have a lot of friends? Because sometimes when you have Asperger's, it kind of hurts your social life.
Oh, I know a lot of people, but generally there's people are always stabbing me in the back, and some of it has to do with the Mars conjunct the Sun, and it all.
Well, that has to do with it's not conjuncting by sign; it's an out of sign conjunction.
Well, it's an out of sign conjunction, but they're within a very few degrees, so they're definitely influencing each other.
Right. They're close together. Well, I'll tell you a thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that Mars in Cancer is in its fall? It's really not a good placement for Mars.
To lots of people out there. So what does the fall precisely mean? And it might even help me.
Well, it means that if it's in Capricorn, it's exalted. It's a very, very good placement for Mars. But if it's in the opposite planet, which would be Cancer, it's in a bad placement. And what happens when you have Mars in Cancer is sometimes it's hard for you to stick with one thing. Do you find that's true?
Oh, yeah. I do palm readings also. And And when you get to my fate line, where it's crossing my heart line, you'll see like 15 different crosses rather than one, which is a sign of jack of all trades.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. You do a lot of things. You sound like you're very smart because, you know, Asperger's has nothing to do with your intelligence.
Oh, what do you think it has to do with?
It has to do with, it's anything that has to do with autism usually has to do with their social ability.
Oh, absolutely.
And also sometimes...
I've never met anybody with Asperger's. Nobody in my family does. But, yeah, my social... I don't have many friends, but basically it's just because, first of all, people try to dominate and control me, and they try to, if I introduce them to anyone I know, they tend to draw that person into their camp and try to keep them away from me.
Okay, Mike, do you mind if I give you some advice?
Oh, no, actually, that's what people are listening to these programs for.
Exactly. So here's what I want to suggest to you. And I really, I'm very, very familiar with Asperger's. I have a friend that has it. A lot of what you think is going on is actually imagined. And what I see the clue to your sixth house of health and really getting yourself in a place where you're more comfortable and you're more happy is going to be through other people. And if you can let go of some of this fear that somehow people are harming you and try to think positive that people are helping you,
well,
I definitely... Pardon me?
You know, I think that you're exactly right about that.
It's good.
It's actually what you think is what you tend to manifest.
Exactly.
Okay. But on the other hand... I've had like 9 assassinations. The reason I got out of law was because I had 9 assassination attempts against me, and because I was researching.
Well, how do you know that you have 9 assassinations? I mean, because it's not very normal.
Because of the fact that basically I was doing some heavy research about some issues that the government, the underground government, did not want people to know about, and they tried to set up traffic accidents, and one person tried to set up 4 different traffic accidents.
Well, this is what I'm suggesting to you, to make your life happier, because that's what this is all about. It's just that we all end up
long
with...
Time.
Right. I think, Mike, I think what you should do is get away from anything that controversial.
Well, I haven't done any of that kind of research again, but on the other hand, I do seem to be drawn into controversy, maybe just because of Pluto and Leo.
No, I really, I think it has to do with the Asperger's also. But you
Asperger's tend to be a little insensitive to people's reactions because they're being too logical about things.
And then the other thing is you have this moon in Libra, and people love Libra moon people. So people actually really like you if you would let them. I don't think you're really letting people like you.
Well,
does that make any sense?
That might be. My brother and my mother always lied against me as a kid because of the fact I'm an independent thinker, and I see things differently.
But I'm suggesting you keep a little bit of that to yourself.
Well, the whole thing about it is that they were always arguing against me. I was the youngest kid in the family. And
mm-hmm.
so I had to develop some really strong defenses to protect myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I understand that. But you know what I see when I look at your chart? I see just tremendous potential. I see
That's
tremendous potential, and I think you're working with a disability, and you're letting that disability keep this potential from coming forward.
Well, actually, the first thing I did was I got rid of it. I did all the right vitamins. When I found out I had autism, I actually did all the right vitamin therapy for that. And I did cranial sacral relief to...
Did you really? That's good. That's very good.
Okay, and I do it on myself because of the fact that I just have an ability to study everything. And I don't have any money, so therefore...
Mike, you have second house planets. You have the ability to have money. I promise you that's true.
Well, I know. That's in the chart. But
I like your chart. You don't like it, but it is a little difficult to have all these Cancer Libra squares. But overall, you have a chart that has great potential.
Oh, yeah, sure. All squares mean potential if you can surpass them.
Well, you're concentrating on the squares, and you're not realizing that you have this... I have no planets in the second house and no planets in the 10th house. None. I would give anything to have 10th house planets. I don't care if they're squared or not squared. And, you know, your sun is not being squared by those Cancer Libra planets.
The sun is practically... The only thing it's in contact with it, basically, I think there's a semi-sextile or something. The only thing it's really in contact with is Mars, which is squared with the Moon, and Saturn, Neptune.
Well, that I agree. Mars is squared to the Moon. And I think that's one of the things that makes you a little touchy about people, because you have a tendency to take issue with people emotionally.
Well, yeah. Actually, I'd like to get around that.
I want you to. That's what I'm suggesting to you. I want you to just take everything down a couple of notches.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you know, I want you to stop reacting as much as you are to things in your environment. Try to calm down and be a little more peaceful. But that is one of the things that happens when you have Mars square your Moon. It can make you a little bit angry.
Well, actually, I don't know. I think I have suppressed anger. But on the other hand, I know how to go to the place of complete tranquility. Or
that's where I want you to go and stay there. Because you know what? Then all of these good things can...
It's a total void. I'm supposed to be doing something in the world. You can be there forever, but I'm supposed to do something in the world. So I could do that. I could go up on a mountain and meditate. I wouldn't have any conflicts, but I wouldn't get anything done.
Mike, do you mind? I need to go to a commercial.
Okay.
And
oh,
I need to do that. So I'm going to have to let you go. Is that okay? Are you all right? Did we accomplish something?
That's fine with me. Go to a commercial.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. It's my first show. You're my first caller. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not just astrology, extrology. For free astrology lessons, your own chart, a personal reading, or journey into self-discovery, go to extrology.com now or email Melanie at extrology.com.
Hi, this is Melanie. I'm back. I'd love to have some more callers. Here's the number. I'm going to give it to you again. It's 877-270-8714. We have an alternate number. It's 530-413-4515. Again, the first number, 877-270-8714. Please call me. I was just talking about Paris Hilton. I'd love to hear what someone else out there thinks about what's going on with her. Or if you'd like to call in and get a free reading, we can do that too. Now, while we're waiting, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the celebrities that are in the news right now. And the next one I'm going to talk about is Donald Trump. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring him up is that he has one of the same characteristics in his chart that Paris Hilton has in her chart. His sun is in the sign of Gemini. And his moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. And Sagittarius in the wheel of astrology is opposite the sun. So again, we have another person with sun opposition moon. Interesting, huh? That also means the same thing it would mean with Paris. While he was growing up, there was something with his mother and father that wasn't going on, they were not agreeing on something. There was some sort of opposition in the household. And again, it might have been the mother taking up for him, the mother making excuses, the mother not being happy with the father. That's always a possibility with that type of aspect in a natal chart. This is the chart that he was born with. Now, as I look at Donald's chart, if I saw this chart and I didn't know who he was, I would not for a minute think that this man was as rich as he is. He doesn't have a chart that really you would think would be a person with a tremendous career. But he does have his sun, and he has also Mercury in the 11th house of important people. So a lot of what's happened with Donald has happened through, I think his father was a pretty important real estate person himself, and I think a lot of it happened from Donald knowing people through his father. He also has a lot of planets in the 12th house. The 12th house is the house of your karma. It can be the house. In fact, another possibility for Donald, if he's not careful, with all these planets in the 12th, particularly Pluto being the underworld, Saturn being the planet of restrictions, and his Venus being there, it's not entirely impossible that at some point Donald will be in trouble with the law, because the 12th house is the house of prisons. So it's interesting that he's done as well as he has so far. I believe I have another caller, and good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you calling in about tonight?
A reading.
Pardon me?
A reading.
A reading, okay.
Or,
will you give me your first name?
Sorry?
I need your first name.
Cynthia.
Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Okay,
yes.
Cynthia, can I have your birthday, please?
12-4-1952.
Oh, you know what? I'm having a little trouble hearing you. 12-4?
Yes.
Okay, 12-4-1952.
Correct.
Okay, do you have your time?
8:30 a.m.
Okay, hold on. You're almost the same as the caller before you, only he was a p.m. person. Okay, a.m. and 8:30 a.m., and what city would that be?
San Jose, California.
Say it again, I'm sorry?
San Jose, California.
San Jose. Okay, I'm in California, too.
Oh.
I'm sitting right here on Hollywood Boulevard tonight.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. I got you in. Cynthia, give me an idea while I'm going through and pulling up the rest of your chart. Tell me why you're calling in tonight and what question you'd like to ask.
Oh, I'd like to know what the rest of my year will be like in terms of my project.
Project?
Yes.
Are you? Now, I want to tell you something. I suppose you know this, but astrologers are not psychics. So consequently, I need to know a little bit about what's going on. What kind of work are you doing?
Okay, I have spiritual products that I brought to the surface, and I'm wondering when they will be able to stabilize.
So you have your own business?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Wait, what did I just say? Oh, there we go. Hang on 1 second. I got it. I'm talking and doing this. Okay, let's look at your chart. Have you ever seen your astrology chart?
I think years ago.
Okay, well, the first thing I noticed is you have your sun, and, you know, you're a Sagittarian.
Right.
And you know what? I'm really glad you called.
Thanks.
I'm also Sagittarius,
oh,
and
good.
I did want to talk a little tonight about Sagittarius, because we have a lot going on.
Oh, well, it's been like 12 to 14 years of challenges.
Let me ask you, has anything happened since November of 2006? Has life gotten at all easier for you?
A bit.
Okay, well, what happened in November 2006 is that Jupiter, the very benefic planet, the one that we want in our own sign, has gone into the sign of Sagittarius.
Uh-huh.
So we have that for a year. We have that until November of this year. And I found things are going much more smoothly, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just really thrilled because, you know, once every 12 years you get to have this planet in your sign. Now, the other thing that's really, really interesting is that we've had Pluto in our sign, I believe, since 1995. So that's 13 years. It'll be over at, let's see, I believe it's January 26, 2008. We're going to hand off Pluto to the Capricorns.
Mm.
Can you remember back that far and tell me if you've gone through any big transitions from 19, let me make sure I've got the date right here. January 1995. Do you remember back that far?
I was going through a divorce.
Okay. And what's happened since then? When did you start your company?
I started the first product 10 years ago, and then the last product probably about 4 years ago.
Okay, so this is the transition you're going through. You're now become an entrepreneur, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, I think this year is going to be very, very good for you. Because of the fact that you have Jupiter not only in your sign, but when tonight is your calling, Jupiter is sitting right on top of your sun.
Oh, good.
And that's supposed to be a very, very good time in your life. As
mm-hmm.
I said, it only happens once every 12 years, mm-hmm. and I can't wait when it happens, because this is the most... It's
How
also
about
a
you?
Good
Has it happened for you?
It's happening, yes, exactly.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I'm not exactly the same. You're a 12 degree, I'm a 20 degree. So it's going backwards away from me now, but it's going to come back again. But it's 14 degrees tonight, and you're a 12 degree Sag.
Oh, interesting.
So it's right on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
It should help your social life. It should help your business. You know what? If you're ever going to take a chance, I would say do it now.
Well, I'm doing it. I have been doing it. So
I'm going to predict that you're going to have a very successful year this year.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
And
I
also, before the year is over, just as Sag is going out, this will happen in December, you also have Sagittarius rising at 29 degrees.
I know I do.
Yeah. Well, so just as it goes out in December of this year, it's going to cross your ascendant.
Okay.
That's the horizon line. If you cut your chart into two with one half at the top and one half at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cross that. It's not really an imaginary line. That's actually a line in a chart. It's going to cross what is called your ascendant or your rising sign, and that's also a very eventful time and very fortunate to have Jupiter crossing your ascendant.
And when is that happening?
That's happening in December because by the time January rolls around, it's going to move into Capricorn.
Okay.
And most of your first house is Capricorn because you have such a late degree on your cusp.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that's going to bring you a lot of luck this year.
Oh, interesting.
I know, and I'm so happy for you. And as I said, we get to pass on this Pluto thing, which is sitting right...
Tell me about the Pluto thing.
Well, the Pluto, you know Pluto. Pluto is the planet that'll kill you or you'll be reborn, but something tremendous happened to you. In fact, some people refer to it as almost being a holocaust to have Pluto in your sign. And we've had it for 13 years.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody, because it takes Pluto 285 years to go around a chart.
Uh-huh.
So not everybody gets to have it in a lifetime. And it's not something you necessarily want.
Well, aren't we special?
Aren't we special? Exactly. We got to have it. But it probably changed us. It sounds like it did for you.
Uh-huh.
The first part of it probably wasn't that great.
Sorry?
And now it's probably you're reaping the benefits
of it. I'm starting to. It's crawling right now, but I've been needing help, you know, human help to help me.
Well, you know what? I think the help is out there.
Aww.
Now, keep in mind you're a 12th house sun, so there's part of you that doesn't like too much attention, I'm guessing.
No.
But you do have Mars.
Well, I mean, in small groups.
No, exactly. Not too much publicity. You have Mars in your second house, which gives you a lot of energy towards the making of money. You have your moon in the seventh house, so I'm assuming that partnerships are very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But also with Uranus sitting there right on top of your moon, sometimes you jump in and out.
Uh-huh.
You can be a little. You can change your mind emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
With it in the sign of Cancer, I think you're a very nurturing person. It's also in its rulership. But it can make you a little moody, to be honest. People with the moon in Cancer can be a little moody.
Do you see someone coming in?
Pardon me?
Do you see someone coming in this year?
Into your life? Well,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. With two huge planets crossing your ascendant, you are going to have some big events happening.
Oh, good.
No question in my mind, you're going to have some stuff going on that's going to be interesting to you and beneficial.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be extremely beneficial.
Well, I'm working for humanity, so, you know, it's part of the...
You know what? That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, another thing I want to tell you, I love Sagittarius women.
Oh, do you?
I really do. I've hardly ever met one I don't like.
Yeah.
They're really good people. I'm not, you know, I sound like I'm complimenting myself, but I
yeah.
actually, the people I know, I really, really like.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
I wish you the
I'm
very best,
like
and I'm going to have to let you go here because I need to take time for a commercial.
Okay,
but
no
thank
problem.
You for calling.
And thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay,
and we'll go to a commercial now.
Having problems with romance or how about money? Wouldn't it be nice to know when those great ideas you have will actually work? You need Extrology, the art of timing the events in your life. Celebrities aren't smarter than you. They just have better timing or a personal astrologer. Please take a look around my website and don't forget, each week there will be a new free astrology lesson.
Hi, this is Melanie again. Thank you, caller. I really appreciate you calling. I wanted to talk about Sagittarians because this is our year. It is so nice when you have Jupiter in your sign. Just as it's not really that nice, and I did, forgot to mention this when I was talking about Paris Hilton, Leos for the last 2 years have had Saturn in their sign, and it'll be another 6 months. It's going to be about September, I think, when it goes into Virgo. So all you Virgos out there, prepare yourself. You're going to be having Saturn going into your sign in September. Now let's get back to Donald Trump's chart, and let's just see what's going on here with him again. Once again, as I said, I would not look at this chart and know that this was a powerful, powerful man. So I'm thinking that some of his power came from another source, and that I think might have been his father. And knowing a lot of important people, which he's good at. He's good at networking. He's good at having people like him. He also has a moon in Sagittarius. And Sagittarian moon people are very outspoken, and they tend to tell the truth. However, because he is a Gemini, he doesn't have his Mercury in Gemini. He has his Mercury in Cancer. You either have your Mercury in the sign that your sun is in or one of the signs on either side. So with his Mercury in Cancer, he tends to speak in a way that's very sensitive. Cancers are sensitive. Geminis are not as sensitive. They're air signs. And also, he has his Venus in Cancer. So he actually has the ability to be nurturing. And I'm thinking about this fight he had with Rosie O'Donnell. And what I think happened is he got his feelings hurt. Now, as I said when I was looking at Paris's chart, she does not have a progression at the moment. But Donald does. Donald has a progression that I think is bothering him, and that one is his progressed Venus is conjuncting his Neptune, and this is making him especially emotionally sensitive. Generally, you don't find that Geminis are all that sensitive. But right now, this is a man that wants to be loved and is not feeling loved. And because Venus represents your partner and Neptune represents deception, it's entirely possible that his partner is deceiving him. Now, I'm not saying she is. She may be. She may not be. But that is one of the definitions of that aspect. The other thing that's happening is the transiting Pluto, the one that's in the sky, is sitting right on his moon right now. Just as Paris has Saturn sitting on her moon, Donald has Pluto sitting on his moon. So what's happening when Pluto hits your moon is that complexes that are long buried, that go back to your childhood, have remained dormant for a very long time, are all of a sudden coming to the fore. And he's acting like a compulsive child. I don't know how you feel about the way he acted toward Rosie, but I think he was a little mean about the things he said to her. And I'm really thinking, and I often think this when people talk about people they don't really know very well, that they're actually talking to someone they do know. And the things, the mean things he may have been saying to her, he may have been thinking about someone else. One of the things I'd like to predict for Donald is a relationship in his life may end. And the reason is because of the two aspects I just told you about. I believe there's a woman around him who's trying to run his life, and he seems to be pretty unhappy about that. So when we're looking at Donald and we're hearing him talk and we're hearing him be angry, I don't think Donald is actually a mean person. I don't get meanness from his chart. I think he's sensitive. And the reason I call, by the way, the reason I call my company Extrology, X, the letter X, and then Astrology, is because I don't just do astrology. I also do numerology, and I also do something called sacred symbols. If you look at somebody's birth date, his is 6/14/1946, and you see two sixes in a birth date, 6/14/1946, so there's two sixes. I guarantee every time you see this in someone's birthday, you will find that they are not very confident about their physical being. So while he's talking about Rosie O'Donnell and he's talking about that she's not attractive and that she's this or she's that, I think that actually Donald isn't feeling very attractive himself. In fact, I don't think Donald's ever felt very attractive. And I'm wondering about this new wife he has, who happens to be quite beautiful, And I'm wondering if this complex that may be coming up in Donald's chart right now, according to his astrology. Remember, we're just speculating. It's just astrology. There's no way of knowing for sure what's going on. But the thing that's fun about astrology, it can give you an idea about what's going on or why he's acting the way he is. I'm wondering if he's not feeling a little insecure around his new wife. I think that would definitely be a possibility. He has Venus in Cancer, that's a sensitive sign, and he has his Mercury in Cancer, also a sensitive sign. So we're talking about a guy, for all of his blustering, could be a little bit on the sensitive side, depending on, particularly right now when he has these kind of sensitive aspects that are hitting him. Wherever Pluto is in your chart, again, if you have your own chart, and you can get one from me, right now I don't have my website available, but you can reach me at melanie@extrology.com. I do charge for the charts. It's $20 for the natals, $20 for the tri-wheel, or $30 for both. The reason I need to charge is this is my only source of income. Love to do them for free, but I just can't. Also, if anybody'd like to call in, I'm going to take one more caller before the evening is over, and you can reach me at 877-270-8714. If you have any comments you'd like to make about Paris Hilton and what she's going through today and whether she deserves it or not, or you'd like to talk about Donald Trump, or you'd like for me to look at your chart and see how you're doing right now, please give me a call at 877-270-8714. Okay, now let's just go back to Donald's chart before we leave him and go to someone else. I think I'm going to take a look maybe at Rosie before the evening is over, if I don't get another caller. I also see when I look at Donald's chart that he has Neptune in the second house. Now, that's an interesting planet to have in the second house. The second house represents your money and how you handle it and how you think about it and how easily it comes to you. And when you have Neptune there, Neptune is the planet of delusions. You're generally not all that good with money. You actually can kind of be a little careless with money with Neptune in the second house. So it doesn't surprise me, and even though it hurt Donald's feelings and he got upset when someone talked about him having a bankruptcy, Donald Trump would be someone that you might think might have a bankruptcy with the Neptune in the second house, because that is something that happens to people that have that placement. So if you have your chart and you're able to look at it and you know what Neptune looks like, it looks a little like a pitchfork. If you have Neptune placed there, then money is either not all that important to you, or you're not all that good with it, or you really don't care about it. But there's usually an issue with money that isn't really what somebody who thinks about it constantly. You're not a person whose life revolves around money. So even though Donald has a lot of it, or he says he has a lot of it, I really wonder how important it is to him. He doesn't have a chart that points to a man whose whole life really is centered around money. I think he's a very, very intelligent man. And as I said, I think he can be compassionate. He can be kind. He also has Leo rising. So Leo rising people, and also his Mars is in Leo. Leo rising people, that's the planet on the cusp of your first house. It's sitting there on the horizon. They like to be in the public eye. Again, we're back to Paris Hilton and the parallels with her. She has her moon there, and she likes publicity. I think she even likes the negative publicity. And this may be true with Donald also. He's acting like a child in public right now, but he likes it. He likes people noticing him. He really wants to be an entertainer. I wonder if he'll do another television show, because he likes that. He likes to be in front of people. And actually, I thought he did a pretty good job, considering he's really a financial person who actually ended up doing television. So we'll see what's in the future for him. His Jupiter is in the fourth house right now, about to go into the fifth house of creativity. When it goes into Capricorn, it's going to conjunct, for all of us, by the way, we're going to have a Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in December. So wherever your really late degrees of Sagittarius appear is where you're going to find that conjunction showing up. So We're looking forward to that. That'll be in December. Now, just I have a few minutes left, and I don't have a caller, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain something that I think will be really fun to do. It's really, really easy. It has to do with numerology. You take your birthday and write it down on a piece of paper. And the first thing you do is if you see a 9, and you will, because there'll be 19-something there, you want to cross out the 9. And the reason you cross out the 9 is that the 9 will not change the total. Later you can go back and add the 9 in, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It doesn't really change the total. You're going to take out the 9, and you're going to add all the other numbers together. And if you get a 3-digit number, you're going to add the 3-digit number together to get a 2-digit number. And if you get a 2-digit number, you're going to add the 2 digits together. Let's say you got 123. You're going to add all of those to get a 6. If you got 55, you're going to add the 5 and 5 together to get 10. You're going to add the 1 and 0 together to get 1. One of the things we do in numerology is we always go down to 1-digit numbers. Numerology really doesn't deal with anything but single-digit numbers. And here's another thing that's fun. So now once you have the number that you add up to, in other words, if you add all of Donald's numbers and you bring them down to a single digit, you get a 4. Each one of the numbers, this is called your birth path, and each one of the numbers represents something about you. And the number 4 is a very hard-working number. If your number adds up to 1, it means that you like to be number 1. If your number adds up to 2, which, by the way, Paris Hilton's does, usually you're a nice person. So I heard them arguing on Larry King tonight as to whether Paris was nice or not. I suspect Paris really is a nice person. She may say bad things once in a while, but remember, she's Aquarius, so she's rebellious, or she likes the negative attention. But overall, she's a nice person, I would say. The 3, if your birth path adds up to a 3, you're very creative. You're an artist. You're also a little selfish. 4, like Donald Trump, hardworking, industrious, people that you can count on. They're stable. I like 4s. 5, people, very interesting. They like to travel. They're kind of excitement junkies. They like to do things that are exciting. They're always busy. They're always changing. They might change addresses. They might change their hair, their clothes. They're always changeable. 5 is a very changeable number. The number 6 is the number of being very sexy. And people like 6s. 6s are, they like their home, they like their family, and all people with a 6 birth path love children. The number 7 is a very spiritual number, and as a lot is expected out of 7s. 7s have to live up to higher standards than the other numbers. They're also very smart. 7 is the number of being very, very smart. The 8s, we'd all like to be the 8s, because the 8s are the number of money. If somebody has an 8 birth path, then they are very, very good with money. Now, these are the people that are very much different than Donald, who has Neptune in his second house. An 8 person loves to deal with money. They like it. They like to handle it. The 9 person, this is one of the most complicated numbers. They are extremely compassionate. They're very hard to understand sometimes, and they can have a very bad temper. Well, I guess we're through for this evening. I'm going to be back next week at 8 o'clock on Friday night. I'd love for you to tune in. I'd love for you to call me and ask me questions. Some of the topics we're going to talk about in the future are how to create wealth, and I want to tell you a little bit about what I think about the law of attraction. Thank you for listening in tonight, and good night to all of you.